Moroccan police arrested more than 20 people this weekend in connection with 5 bombings in Casablanca Friday evening. The blasts killed 41 people, including 10 attackers, and left more than 100 people injured. Josh Meyer reports on international terrorism for the Los Angeles Times, and he's in the studio. Welcome, Josh.
Good morning, Leah.
What have you been able to learn about the bombings in Casablanca and who carried them out?
Well, it's still too early to tell, I think, but what the Moroccans are saying is that they believe that these are young kamikaze commandos, mostly in their 20s, and that they're part of an international network located on international soil. But while they have suspicions that bin Laden's network, al-Qaeda, is behind it, it's too early for them and for U.S. officials to say with any certainty.
Well, the Moroccans say there's a connection with international terrorist organizations. What do you know of such possible links?
Well, I certainly know that they're investigating that very closely. Bin Laden, or somebody purporting to be bin Laden, issued a tape last February in which he called on Muslims in 6 apostate Arab nations to attack their governments for their help in supporting the United States. 2 of those were Saudi Arabia and Morocco. And so the government, U.S. officials right now, particularly the CIA, are looking at that tape to see if that's what launched some of these attacks and if the other 4 countries are going to be next.
Mm. The Saudis seem to have been quite shaken up by this past week's bombings. Do you get a sense from U.S. officials that they may get more cooperation now from the Saudis on tracking terrorism?
No, absolutely. I mean, Adel al-Jubeir, who's the spokesman for the Saudi government, flew to, informal spokesman, flew to Washington last week and held a rather extraordinary news conference for about an hour and a half, and he was visibly shaken. And afterwards, I inquired about that because he's never been that way before. He lost 2 friends in the attack, but I think the Saudi government is also very worried that this could topple the royal family and that they've provided the FBI with a lot more access and cooperation than they have in the past. In fact, the FBI just sent over a team of about 60 people, which is rather extraordinary. So,
the war on terrorism has been a Bush administration priority for more than 18 months now, since the September 11 attacks. What about al-Qaeda's effectiveness? Has it been seriously impaired, or do you see them showing signs of regrouping?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. I mean, I have been reading all these reports over the last couple of months about how al-Qaeda's decimated and it's on the run. And the people I've talked to never really thought that was the case. I mean, some of their senior leaders, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, have been arrested or killed. And Bush himself said a couple weeks ago on his aircraft carrier appearance that you know, that al-Qaeda is on the run. But most people that really cover this stuff believe that they have regrouped, that they are very active and extremely violent and destructive. And right now they're saying that they've regrouped in Iran and also on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and that the central leadership is calling the shots in a lot of these cases, including the Saudi bombings.
Very briefly, likelihood of an attack on American soil?
Well, they're always very wary of that. The intel chatter, as it were, right now, is not indicating something within the United States just because it's locked down so much. They're trying to pick soft targets elsewhere. But, I mean, they're always extremely concerned about that. They're looking actively for sleeper cells in the United States. And I know that al-Qaeda would very much like to attack within the United States.
Josh Meyer reports on international terrorism for the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
You're welcome.